Let us see if you're as good as they say you are.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, all hands on deck.
Suddenly, a round, flat object comes hurtling through the window.
You ready?
I can't wait.
Now.
Let's go play.
Hey.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
I had a curry last night.
How was it?
It was great, but when I was eating it, I'm thinking, this is such a mistake. This is absolutely such a mistake. I'm going to wake up in the morning and have it right there. And I woke up this morning, right there.
What, heartburn?
Just, you know when you wake up and you go, I'm going to be belching curry all day.
So what time was your late night curry?
8:10. I know.
It's not good, is it?
I know.
Shouldn't be eating after about 8, especially
not
curry.
My fault. It was Longman's fault.
Can't blame Longman.
Longman's come down to London, right? The fella who owns Buttylicious, my mate, and went on the London Eye yesterday. Bearing in mind, he's called Longman because he's about 7'10", right? Goes on the London Eye yesterday, get this. Scared of heights. Now, how can he be that tall and scared of heights?
Just daft.
Surely every day must be like a panic attack.
It's like you and me on a ladder.
Get out of bed, stand up. Oh, God, I don't like it. Every day. Anyway, more about him later. He's coming in later.
Is he?
Rachel's can't wait to meet him. Is that true, Rachel?
Yes, Chris.
There you go.
She put a gagging order on him.
All right, Rachel.
We ought to have some rules, I think.
Yeah. Rachel's rule is he doesn't come in the building.
He doesn't speak.
Yeah, only one rule for me, Chris. He doesn't come in the building. That'll do me. He can say what he wants, but he's not coming in the building. Anyway, so thank you to Namone. Lovely lady. And so I sound a bit cocky then, didn't I? Lovely lady. I don't. Do you think she listens?
Don't know. She probably does, actually, because she's probably up early doors with Lola.
Yeah.
Morning, Sarah, if you're listening.
Morning, Lola, if you're listening.
Morning, Lola.
Morning, Sarah. Morning, John. John's sitting there going, I'm me.
He won't be up.
No. He might be going to bed. Right, first song today is Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. And on a 10-hour takeover on Monday, Scott Mills played the full album version. But we don't play that version for some reason. I don't know why. So we just play it. So Rachel likes the beginning of it. So I'm going to see if I can make it sound like the album version.
What, just by looping the intro?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it'll work. Let's see if this works. It's not happening, but you know what I mean.
The thought's there, thank you.
If you did it a bit quicker, it might work.
Stumble out of bed. It's Dolly Parton 9 to 5. That's what it is. I've never noticed it before, but it is. Working 9 to 5. Woo! Sony. I've just had the most bizarre conversation. Oi, where are you going?
Oh.
Breakfast, sorry. Boy. I'm paying for breakfast today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, there you go. There's a pound there.
Thank you.
I want the change. Alan's going on the breakfast run already. Normally we have to wait, but it's off. You can't wait.
No, it does take some time, about
does
half
it?
An hour. So I put the order in, then I go back and get it later.
Find out which one of the guys in the calf put brown sauce on my sandwich yesterday. Tell him that I vomited in the afternoon, but I've kept it in a little plaggy bag for him, if you'd like to see it, because of his stupid mistake.
Nice.
Thank you. Actually, that's how we got banned from the one around the corner, isn't it?
It is the one around the corner.
Oh, no, not again. So anyway, I'll tell you about this bizarre conversation in a second that we just heard. First of all, let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 1:07.
Calls for better controls to stop the superbugs.
And United provide the theatre for Rooney's dreams.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Hospitals across England. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 7:04.
It certainly is 7:04.
Yes, it is.
And today, of course, is Wednesday, of course. Seriously.
I thought he said Wednesday.
He says Wednesday.
Legal downloading's become huge in the past 12 months. Since January, more than 2 million tracks have been downloaded. The new chart will be presented by Scott Mills every Wednesday.
There you go.
Scott Mills every Wednesday.
That is the way it's spelled, though, isn't it? Wednesday.
It is. It's
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
You don't say February, do you?
What? Wednesday.
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 The chat will be presented by Scott Mills every Wednesday.
He didn't say like that. He said
he's a weirdo, anyway.
He's not a weirdo.
He's just Scottish.
He
is.
No, I'm sorry. No, what do you mean he's just Scottish?
Well, it's just his accent.
Yeah, but no.
He's not a weirdo.
No, forget the fact he's Scottish. He's nothing to do with him being Scottish. He's a weirdo.
He's not a weirdo at all.
Look, think you're fine. Look at his face, right? He's got one of those faces.
What does that mean?
It's like a photo foot of Crime Watch. Do you know what I mean? Just looks unsavoury.
He was in Leeds with us, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's weird. I'm telling you, he's weird.
He's not weird at all.
He keeps looking. He looks at me funny. Don't like him. Don't trust him. Plus, he so wants to look like you. He really does. Jules, you work up there sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, desperately. Just the facial hair now.
Mm. Wednesday. He so wants to be you, I'm telling you.
Mm.
And of course, Dominic, there is only one you. Dominic Byrne. The man who reads the news. So loved by the nation that somebody wrote a song about him. That song is just simply known as Dom Estelle. Hey, Spooky! They say that everything you go through in life, yeah, is what you become. Well, here's a story about my mate Dom. In it, Byrne. He reads the news. He's the man. He's got a caravan. He ain't got a caravan, but it rhymes in the song. Here's the story about his life, right? Here we go. He grew up in the 70s in a semi-detached house with a garden front and back. Got a car in the drive, it were quite whack. I caught Ina, nothing neater. When he was old, he'd drive that mother to the supermarket or another. He always watched the TV news every night. He liked what he saw and he thought that he just might read the news like them someday. There on the telly, he'd wear a posh suit to hide his big fat belly. Not that he was actually fat, it's just that it rhymes, right? And that's what you do when you write a song, right? So anyway, back to the life of Dominic Byrne. Gonna be on TV one day like Philip and Fern. Not that he'd do a morning chat show, oh no. He'd read the news behind a desk instead. Uh-oh. So this is the story of a man named Dom. Gonna read the news one day cause he's a bomb, as he's really good. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up to the story of Dom. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up, it's the story of Dom. Yes, and then he goes to the BBC, right? He trained before that at journalist school, but all that is just rubbish. So let's cut to the chase, right? So now he's at the BBC. He's walking down the corridor of the big building. He's thinking, I can't believe it, I'm Dominic Byrne. And here I am reading the news. I'm going to be a big star on the TV one day, yeah. It didn't actually work out for him on the telly, but now look at him. He's reading the news of Chris Morris every day. And he's like wicked, isn't he? I love him. And he's on every morning while the people are there yawning. They're not yawning because of him, no. They're tired, the time slot. He's telling them the news. That's right, Dominic Byrne. He's going to read the news one day, the bomb, as it's really good. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up to the story of Dom. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up, it's the story of Dom. Dom. It's all about you, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
All about you.
God love you.
All right, let's stop now, because really it should all be about me. Speaking of songs, by the way, which we kind of were, we played one. The story continues about our band, which we're performing for, hopefully, our first gig, being at One Big Weekend, where we will tell you later on this morning. We'll tell you where it's going to be, One Big Weekend, about an hour's time, we'll say where it's going to be, and will we be on the final lineup? What's our title for the band, and what we're going to go with?
Did we decide Dairy Lee?
Yeah, but when the Rachel's come in, because Rachel wants to do...
Lee 12.
Yeah, Lee 12.
Yeah, but her vote doesn't count.
If we Dairy Lee 12... Anyway, find out later, and let those two argue amongst themselves in that professional way. You shut up. You shut up. 10 past 7.
cinnamon move. Somebody ring the alarm.
Can I just say, Dave, and I know the pain that you're going through this morning.
Mm.
I really do. Don't look away from me. I'm with you.
Mm.
And all the Everton fans who were... I know you're like, well, fair enough, Rooney's gone, see you later, bye. But, you know, ideally you would have liked him to stay in the bosom of your Evertonian toffee family.
Yeah, but it's been going on for so long now, it had to be resolved. And just wanted to get a good price for him, which I'm not entirely sure that we have done. That's another story.
And you're going to have to endure for the next few days all the Man U fans. Oh,
they're all there outside Old Trafford with Rooney on their back, all the fat Manx there.
Relax.
Horrible.
Relax. We had to go through it with Alan Smith. And what you do, and then you get, because the lovely news journalists, like to be fair, they have some clips of, but not all fans are pleased. Alan Smith, he's crap, mate, I hate him. I don't think we should have bought him, he's rubbish.
They put those in for balance, don't they?
Yeah, 2 weeks later. Told you he's good.
Yeah.
Or you get the other people going, yeah, I'm glad Smith is coming to United. It's a proper club that he should be at. Whoa. Proper club? Proper club? What do you mean by that? Well, we're not going down. Yes, you have a valid point, but I don't want to hear it.
They had lads in T-shirts on the game on Monday, and I was thinking about you, how you would have hated it. They had this picture on their big red T-shirt with Sensation Al across the front, and a picture of Smithy there.
See, I mean, it's slightly different, because I know Al, so, I mean, as a mate, I hope he does really well.
Hmm.
You know. Mind you, look, I wouldn't worry about it, since, I mean, you know, don't think that it's the, you know, it's the end of everything. Since Al left Leeds United... Ashley, don't dwell on it, Dave.
That's not a great example, is it?
Not the best example in the world, but, you know.
Anyway, it's nearly over, so...
I just hope that people are not half asleep this morning and then start giving me abuse for slagging off the our lovely friends in Manchester and all the United fans. Because it was Dave who said it and not me. After I got a barrage of abuse from a load of Scottish people saying, stop taking the mickey out of the Scots. I'm not taking
the
mickey out
of the Scots. We didn't do anything about the Scots. We just said that Kevin Keegan is Scottish. And that's perhaps why he pronounces Wednesday the way he does. I'm probably not helping here, am I?
Not really.
Pull
no.
out.
Yeah, well, okay. It's coming up to 7:20. Good morning, Aled.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good. The breakfast order's back.
Breakfast.
And I think it's pretty fine. You've got ketchup and breakfast. You've got a nice roll.
Did he say anything to them?
No, but I gave them a dirty stare.
Right. So you didn't say anything, but you just looked at them?
Yeah.
Right.
Can I just confirm something? Do they listen to us in there?
No,
in the
they
morning?
Don't.
Oh, that's a good
they
thing.
Listen to...
are you joking?
A crappy local station.
Do they
station.
Not listen?
No, actually, I'm happy with that decision, though, because if we go in there and we've said stuff about them on air, then it makes it really hard for me to get the right order.
The thing is, though, Aled, you should say something if they're getting it wrong.
Well, we don't actually use them. We only use them while the other place is closed.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're using the competition.
That's what I mean, because when you said that's why we got banned from a place around the corner, bizarrely, that is a place around the corner.
Do you know, I forgot about that. Mm.
And the place that's closed, Radio 1 in the morning, and they actually have it on anyway.
I don't think we were banned. We just sort of...
Hang on, the place we normally go to for breakfast, do they listen in the morning?
If they put the radio on, it is Radio 1.
Right.
When I walk in there, sometimes it's off. I'm like, oh, can I listen to Chris, please? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they turn it on, so it's fine. Right.
But then we're using their rivals at
the
moment.
Yes,
and they don't listen.
They don't listen.
How fine, we can say what we want about them. But I won't. Just in case they're really cheating. Anyway. Good morning, this is Radio 2. Right, you're ready for buzz off?
Yep.
Okay. Straight in today, no messing around. 81199 on the text message. 81199. Send me a text message saying buzz on, right? If you like the track. And trust me, you will, right? Trust me, you're going to love it. Are you ready?
We are.
Here is this morning's buzz off track. 81199. Buzz on or buzz off. Let's go.
Oh, yes. You too.
That's the right answer. After that Keane record, we just need something to wake you up. This is your get out of bed song, okay? It's building, it's building, it's building, and then you jump out of bed. You ready?
Rachel Buzz.
Dave Buzz.
Is that an edit?
Do you know, it must be.
It never normally finishes that early, does it?
Doesn't normally fade that quickly. But, you know, you pretty much got the gist of it.
Yeah. Very nice.
You two are the Streets of an Unknown name for what year, Allard?
84.
No. Dave?
Joshua Tree album was 87, I think.
Correct. Simondo for you two. Streets of No Name. Lovely. It's 7:27.
The August bank holiday.
Oh, by the way, it was 92%, by the way, one of the highest ever Buzz On percentages. God love you.
The August bank holiday week.
Love the strings. Moose T, is it cause I'm cool? Beautiful. do. BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat. Coming up, we're going to play the UK's number one from Natasha Bedingfield. Also, half an hour away, pretty much just over half an hour from the big announcement about the next One Big Weekend. Find out where it's going to be and who's going to be on the bill at about 10 past 8 this morning. Let's get some news from Dominic now at 7.32.
It's been clear and it's now 7.36.
What are you having for breakfast?
Banana and an apple.
God, that's so unhealthy. Earlier, Rachel, this morning, when we're doing the breakfast order, what do you want for breakfast, Dave? I might have a bacon sandwich or a sausage sandwich, I think, this morning. Dominic, what do you want? I'll have a banana. And Rachel goes, God, that's so unhealthy, you know.
I did not say that.
Back me up, man.
No, I did not say unhealthy.
What did you say? You had a go at me for ordering it, though.
Because you're trying to do a health kick, and you were saying that you'd had cereal.
So tell the guy who orders a banana, but the guy who orders a sausage sandwich, not a problem.
No, but you were saying about a banana, and I said, well, yes. If you want to be really healthy, you want to go for an apple, because you get more energy levels.
You said the word unhealthy and pointed at Dominic.
I did not say
that. I wrote it down!
Bananas are not unhealthy. I did not say that.
Okay, and then you're now going to deny that you followed it with, actually, although I might have a sausage sandwich myself this morning.
Actually, I've just had a bacon sandwich.
Oh.
Don't happen very often.
Not sausage.
That's so unhealthy.
Good to see you still got your sense of humour, though, Rachel. Do you know what I mean?
You're welcome.
Jesus, are you Marty today? Will you please, for the love of Christ, and everyone who listens to the show, and everyone who works with you, go and get laid. Just something. Let it out. Go out, get drunk, find a man, have your fun, get it out yourself. System. Honestly, that's what Dave does. And then you'll feel so much better the next day.
Okay, Chris, if you say so.
Honestly, I do say so. You'll feel so much better. You're all backed up. You're all tense and fiery and angry. I did not say that. I did not say... It's Rachel of Doom. Just re-chill. Feel the tranquility. I'll lend him a Pan Pipes album.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Well, there's a queue. Oh. Peel wants to borrow it. He's down with his Pan Pipes. They do loads of Sex Pistols cover. It's a great album. So there you go. Can I just say, none of you are looking at me in the eye at all. You've all looked away. What's wrong? Oh, you are. That's okay.
Oh, I don't, by the way.
What?
Back to your earlier comment. I don't.
Okay.
Ever. Well, not anymore.
Right, okay.
In the past.
What? Are we talking about the men?
What?
The men?
No.
Okay.
Men what?
Doesn't matter. Move on. The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. The number one and then a top Oasis track. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Nice.
Hmm.
Does hear that again, I think. Oasis and Songbird. If you're listening yesterday, we're talking about putting this band together. And then hopefully our first gig will be the One Big Weekend coming up.
It's only a couple of weeks, though, that.
Don't give anything away.
Well, I mean, when I say a couple of weeks, it could be a couple of months. Could even be next year or something.
And we're going to announce where it's going to be at 10 past 8 this morning and the lineup for the weekend as well. It's not a weekend, Dave. It's one big weekend.
That's big, baby, big.
You sound just like Westwood.
Thank you. Yeah. Drop the bomb.
So we're going to try... We've worked... Yesterday, we did a bit of a freestyle rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Over the riff of GLC.
Didn't write anything for that.
Off the top of our heads. So we've put a bit of effort in and we're going to exclusively perform our new track, Dogs Don't Kill People, Wabbits Do. After the news at 8:30, I think we should do that. And it's genius, it really is.
Blow your hutch down.
That's right. No diggity.
No dog.
Right. We haven't really defined your role in the band yet, Al.
I don't think I've got one. I'm not very good at rapping, am I?
No. You're not really good at singing either.
That singing's all right.
Dancing, dreadful.
Dancing's great.
Unless you're doing Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Is there room for Michael Jackson Lee or something?
Michael Jackson Lee. Well, yeah, Jacko Lee. Yeah, maybe. If you want, you know, when we do... Do you know, can I just say, it's so hard to not say where the One Big Weekend venue is. I've almost said it five times today.
All the time yesterday, I was just keeping quiet because I was bound to say that it was...
Well, you normally do. You normally...
No, I've done it once, to be fair.
No, you've done it about three times.
Once.
Three times you've done it. Well, in fact, could be four.
I'll give it twice. I once gave the venue out and then once gave the entire summer lineup out by accident.
Yeah. So anyway, wherever this place is for One Big Weekend, if we get to do a little set, it's all down to Alex JD upstairs. And maybe you could... Can you still body pop?
I've got a couple of weeks to practice.
Right.
I can try.
Oh, you might have longer than a couple of weeks.
Or a couple of months.
Could be any time.
Could be
Alex.
Any time.
No, any time, any venue.
Yeah,
even.
That's right.
One big Christmas weekend.
Right. Yeah. So can you still do the like, you know, you know all the phrases, don't you?
Oh, word, yeah.
Body popping, all
yeah,
the
you know, you've
crazy
got,
legs
got,
and stuff.
Yeah, super flips, backspins. You've got the turtle, Alad. Do you know how to do the turtle?
I don't know how to do the turtle.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Is that when you walk like you're desperate for the loo?
No. Right. No, it's different. The turtle is the one where you sort of go over on your front, right? You put your hands, together like that.
Yeah.
Put it underneath your chest, put that on the floor,
right.
And then you suspend your whole body weight with your hands.
You're not showing me, show me.
Well, I'm not quite as lithe as I used to be in my body popping days.
Can you not body pop anymore?
Well, I can do a little bit. I can do mouth body pops, you know, like all this. That sort of thing.
What's that?
Hey, watch. Watch the wave.
Okay, I'm watching the wave. That is uncanny.
That's crap.
Hey?
Seriously. You look like some guy who's lost a plot.
No, I don't. I used to be able to do all the backspins and everything.
Yeah.
And sort of running around on the floor.
And now you just kind of moved your cheek.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm in sitting down mode.
Right, okay.
I'm not dancing.
So obviously you'll be better than that, Alad. You can be our official dancer. You can be our Bez.
Can I have dancers with me?
There's not a lot of budget here.
Well, you guys could dance with me, couldn't you?
No, right. We'll be busy rapping.
I'll find some budget for you.
Okay.
Maybe you can get your two layabout jobless flatmates to come and dance with you.
That's true.
Could be like a new gig for them.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I can start practicing now.
Good. Anyway, 10 past 8 will tell you where it's going to be, and if we are on the bill, if it's been confirmed yet. And then the world premiere of our new single, Dogs Don't Kill People, Wabbits Do, after the news at 8:30. 7:49. Ladies, you're dead. Who's your favourite one in Girls Aloud?
I'm not sure, actually. Depends.
Do you know what? Can I be honest? I don't know which one's which.
Well, you've got Sarah.
I really don't.
I'll go through it with you if you want.
Sarah's... No. Sarah's a blonde one.
The blonde one from Stockport or somewhere.
Get in.
Then you've got Kimberly, who I think is the one...
There isn't a Kimberly.
There is. Is there not?
Is there a Kimberly in Girls Aloud?
There's Kimberly, I think, who's from Bradford.
Right.
Then you've got...
She's from Bradford?
Yeah.
I like her.
Then you've got Nadine, who I think is from Derry, who's looking very, very pretty at the moment, I think. Then you've got Runcorn Spice.
That's not her.
You've got, what's her name, Nicola, who's the Evertonian, who's from Runcorn. And then, who else? How many are there? Five? Oh, you've got Cheryl Tweedy, of course.
Which one's the ginger one?
Nicola. Runcorn Spice.
Right. And which one's the Bradford one?
Kimberly.
Okay.
Cheryl. Nadine. And Sarah.
Is it easy to remember then?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got to say, they're looking really... I mean, they've always looked quite easy on the eye, but at the moment, they're looking quite...
That's what I mean.
Kind of yummy. Do you remember the time we were talking about them when they first kind of came out? And I was saying... I said something kind of derogatory about the ginger one.
Mm.
Man, what a backlash I got. Do you remember that?
Mm.
And we got all these text messages coming in saying, Miles, you're so wrong, the ginger one is the fittest one out of the band. I think it's sort of like, you know, sign Mick Hucknall, that kind of thing.
She's not really ginger anymore anyway, she's sort of been blonded.
Well, I reckon she's probably got the best voice and drives the car. You know what I mean?
I think they're all very talented ladies. Equally, probably.
All right, so, looking at the website then.
Yep.
So, Sarah's a blonde one, I've got that.
Yep.
Nicola then is the ginger one on the left.
Yep.
All right, who's the one on the left next to her, Rach?
There.
Yeah.
Nadine.
She's the Irish one. She's looking very pretty at the moment.
Okay, so she's a girl from Derry, is
yeah,
that right?
I think she's from Derry, yeah.
And then...
Kimberly.
Next to who's the one next to Sarah, Rachel?
Kimberly.
Is that a guess?
No.
You've just done that because
you haven't a clue.
No, because Cheryl Tweedy looks like she's had highlights. But the one at the end.
Come here,
like...
let's have a look.
Okay, oh, God's sake. I'll tell you what, I don't actually mind you kind of like work. Oh, that didn't work at all, did it? I was trying to extend the music bed and it didn't work.
Right.
Okay.
Where's are you? Kind of knackered the picture.
Dave, why did you feel the need to pick up the monitor and look at it that closely?
Because I wanted. Right, okay. From left to right, you've got Nadine, Nicola, Sarah. Kimberly, Cheryl.
See, you said that.
So back to my original question, which one's the fittest?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? Depends what your taste is.
Which
your boat.
Is that the girl from Bradford?
Kimberly's from Bradford, yeah. I think, yeah.
All right. Then she's my favourite, then.
What, sort of Yorkshire, you know, Yorkshire, not rivalry.
No.
The opposite of rivalry, in fact.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Well, because she's from Yorkshire, yeah. Pretty much it. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rachel, who's your favourite girl in Girls Aloud?
I love them all equally.
Oh, what a surprise. I'm going to put money... Don't throw that at me.
That's Dave, that is.
I haven't done anything.
Anyway, Girls Aloud, Love Machine. It comes out a week on Monday, 13th of September. It's 5 to 8.
The UK's home of live news and live sports.
5. Rachel likes that.
I like that.
I think. Do you know what? I actually think it's done the magic. I think it's cheered her up a little bit. Look at that smiley face.
I played that in my set on Friday night.
Oh, Jesus.
I dropped that one.
Yeah, I'll drop you in a minute.
Oi.
Yeah. Don't come near me. Get away. Get off me. Dominic, she's touching me.
Never pinch the DJ. That's what I was told on accepting this job.
Yeah, good advice. It's Armin van Helden. It comes out this week. It's in the shops. Go and buy it. My, my, my. Thank you. Oh. Check the timings, Cooper. Check the timings, Cooper. Right, so one big weekend is coming up. Where will it be? Who will be there? We'll have... That was me that coughed then.
No, I just kicked the table.
Oh, OK. And we'll tell you who's... Strange. Don't kick the table or pinch the DJ. Full lineup. Well, kind of the full lineup, but I'll explain why in a minute. And where it's going to be, we'll do that in 10 minutes. And after the news at 8:30, a world exclusive of Dogs Don't Kill People, Wabbits Do. From me and the boys. Heavy C and the boys, that's what. That'll do. Destiny's Child and the Thrills with a brilliant new song coming up. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Calls for new measures to save patients from hospital superbugs.
And United provide the theatre for Rooney's dreams.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Tell you what. I'm very confused by that Manchester United thing.
The breakdown story?
Yeah, it was when you were playing the clips of the Rooney fans.
Yep.
Okay. Can I hear them again?
Just hope he produces the stuff that we've seen over the last couple of years when he's played for England.
He's the second most popular player in like the Asian market behind David Beckham.
Well, no, he's not Asian, is he?
They mean that he'll sell...
David Beckham's not Asian.
He'll sell a lot of shirts in Singapore. See, Man United, I think, have got a megastore there because that's where a lot of their supporters live.
They're not going to play him?
Pardon?
They're going to send him out to work in the shop?
No. He won't sell them himself.
That's what you're saying.
But his name and his image will sell shirts for Manchester United.
Okay.
Which for them would be a good marketing thing, I would imagine.
So they're not sending him to work at the shop, at the store?
No, they want him as a footballer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's warm and sunny across most of England and Wales, mainly cloudy with showers in Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. It's now 4 minutes past eight.
Two songs and then we will give you the lineup. It's almost all the lineup for the One Big Weekend coming at some point in the future. Notice I didn't say when, Rach.
And I didn't say where it was either.
No.
Do you know, I can't believe we've got this close to the announcement and you still haven't given it away.
I know.
Don't do the gag.
I'm quite impressed with myself, really, because all day yesterday I thought I would blurt out that it was going to be in...
We don't even know if it's a weekend.
Well, it could be any time.
Oh,
I'll tell you now, all right, I'll tell you now. It is a weekend.
It's a weekend.
And it's going to be big.
And it's one.
It's one what?
Weekend.
That's right. What kind of a weekend, Jules?
One weekend big. See, I think we're giving too much away now.
Right, I think... Yeah, you could be right. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. 8:05, Wednesday morning, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles.
Good morning.
The thrills after Destiny's Child, and then where we'll be for the next one big weekend. Here, the news yesterday. Joe Wiley popped in to our show yesterday and has invited Dave and myself.
Hello.
Me and Dave.
Hello.
That's better. To go and see The Thrills on Friday in the BBC Maida Vale studios in lovely London. But The Thrills are going to be live.
Which will be great, I think.
And Joe's giving away tickets this week on our show for you to be there as well, so that's good. Meet The Thrills and Dave.
Wow. What a morning.
Double bubble. Right, you ready?
Yep. I haven't said where it is yet.
No, I know you haven't. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up, because you may be listening to the show right now in the venue where we're going to hold our next One Big Weekend.
One Big Weekend. Radio One Big. Big. One Big. 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 One Big Weekend. One Big. One Big. One Big. Big. Big Weekend. Radio One. One Big. Big. One Big. Big Weekend, Radio 1.
Colin really has way too much time on his hands upstairs in that little production suite. 2 days of live music, 12,000 free tickets for both days. Saturday the 18th, Sunday 19th of September, we will be in Birmingham.
Big, big, weekend. One big, 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 one big, weekend, one big, 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 weekend. Live in Birmingham. Radio.
Thank you.
One.
Perry Park we're going to be in for 2 days. Saturday's a dance day. Sunday's a live bands day. It's a great lineup. Really good lineup. Saturday the 18th, Sunday 19th of September, Perry Park in Birmingham.
Weekend Radio.
You're down with this, Dave.
No diggity.
All right, so on the dance day, get this. You're going to get Dave Pearce, Deep Dish, Nick Fanciulli, Judge Jules, Tiesto, and Fatboy Slim.
One Big Weekend. The biggest free music festival in the UK is back.
Thank you.
September the 18th and 19th.
I just said all that.
Radio 1's One Big Weekend.
Good, yeah.
Live in Birmingham.
Birmingham, yeah. Thank you. One big, big, one big, big. So that's not a bad little lineup.
It's good, isn't it?
Am I right in saying Tiesto was your man who DJed at the Olympics?
Yes.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he was the first DJ to DJ at the beginning of the Olympics.
I believe so.
Do you like that? Okay. So do you want to hear the bands out for the Sunday?
Yes, please.
One big weekend. Radio One. You have
me. You lost me. Joss Stone. You wasted. You called me. Free live on the Sunday. Messing with my mind. Lost Prophets. Natasha Bedingfield. Nobody's ever good in these ways. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Estelle. Razor Light. So my girl with the golden touch. Give them a taste, but not too much. Damien Rice. God need a fly. And. Don't kill people. Goldie looking chain. Guns don't kill people. Papa's do. Plus, Radio 1's unsigned band, The Broken Dolls, will also be appearing on the main stage on a Sunday. So here's how it works then. It's 2 days, and it's absolutely live, and it's absolutely for free. Saturday, on the 18th of September, you'll get the dance day. Now, this year, we're going to have two tents for Saturday and two tents for Sunday. It's so good, Dave. It's two tents.
Oh, I see what you've done there. That's intense.
Yeah, thank you very much. Tense. Cheers. So, Fatboy Slim, Judge Jules, Tiesto, Nick Fanciulli, Piercy, Deep Dish, Josh Stone, Lost Prophets, Natasha Bedingfield, Estelle, Razorlight, Damien Rice, Goldie Looking Chain. Perry Park, Birmingham, Saturday and Sunday, 18th to 19th of September. Plus, Radio 1 DJs include Vernon Kay, Joe Wiley, JK and Joel, Spoonie, Colin and Edith, Scott Mills, Zane Lowe, Steve Lamack, Namone, and Chris and Dave. Now, it hasn't yet been confirmed that this will be the first appearance for our band that we're all going to perform together.
Name to be decided later.
Yeah, exactly right. So, if you want a ticket, your ticket will be free. And here's how you're going to get them. JK and Joel are going to host ticket giveaways. We're going to do these at Millennium Point on Saturday, the 11th of September for the dance day. Sunday, the 12th of September for the band's day, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go see the dance stuff on a Saturday, you need to get your tickets Saturday, 11th of September. If you want to go and see the Sunday live day, then you need to get your ticket on the Sunday, the 12th of September, okay?
Makes sense.
Give you more details of when and how you can get them and all that. Joe Wiley will have the full lineup for the second tent. Thank you. But that's the main stage then. It's not a bad little day. Josh Stone, Lost Prophets, Natasha Bedingfield, Estelle, Razorlight, Damien Rice, Goldie Looking Chain. Whoppers.
2 days top entertainment all for nowt.
And, ladies and gentlemen, Fatboy Slim, Saturday and Sunday, 18th and 19th of September in Birmingham. /.com Fatboy Slim, /.dash. Has that grown on you yet, this track?
Yes. More so than when I first heard it.
Yeah. Which comes out in a couple of weeks' time. Saturday 18th, Sunday 19th September then, in Birmingham for the One Big Weekend, Fatboy Slim will be live on the decks. So will Judge Jules and Tiesto and Nick Fanciulli and Dave Pearce and Deep Dish on Sunday. Josh Stern, Lost Prophets, Bedingfield, Natasha type, that is.
Not Daniel.
Estelle, Razorlight, Damien Rice, Goldie Looking Chain, and still TBC, our very own band. And if you still need convincing, by the way, we're going to perform our world premiere exclusive of our new track after the 8:30 news, which is called Dogs Don't Kill People, Wabbits Do. It's a tribute to Goldie Looking Chain.
Clearly.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to go online, you can get the details of the lineups and all that. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 Joe Wiley will have the details of who will be playing in the second tent of the weekend. Good.
Looking forward to that.
So am I. And of course, my honey's going to be there.
Your honey?
Yeah, one of my many women.
Who?
Huh?
One of your many honeys?
Josh Stone, of course.
I love Grit.
She loves me.
Mm.
Who do you love?
I love Grit.
That's right. Out of me and Dave, who do you love?
I love Grit.
It's only because you haven't got a recording of her saying, I love Dave.
It's because she's never said it. Although, I do have a recording saying,
I love Grit.
Because
I love Grit.
She loves Chris. In fact, hang on, so let me just have a look. I hate Dave. There you go, see? However,
I love Chris.
And I hate Dave. So she'll be there live with her band Sunday, 19th of September in Birmingham for the next One Big Weekend.
I love Chris.
Chris. She's going to be on the phone with Colin Edith this afternoon from 1 o'clock today, so she needs your support and help. It's Josh Stone and Fell in Love with a Boy on Radio 1. So there you go.
Good. Nicely done.
and Natasha Bedingfield, who I've got the hots for at the moment.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm looking at her website the other day. She's nice.
You get obsessed with people, you, don't you?
I don't get obsessed. Why am I obsessed with people?
You do, you know, you're visiting websites and stuff and...
That's not an obsession.
Well, it's a near obsession.
Listen, at least I'm looking at NatashaBedingfield.com and not BallyKissAngel.com like you.
You said it was Joss Stone you had a thing for. Natasha Bedingfield as well now, her with the long face.
It's the... Oh, it's
what Dominic said.
Order. Friday, Sunday, no, do you know, stop. You make it look like... You sound as if she's like Van Nistelhorst. She's not at all. Natasha Bedingfield's a fine-looking woman.
It wasn't me that said it anyway.
As is... What?
It wasn't me that said it anyway.
You just said it then?
No, it was Dominic.
You just said... Did he say it, right? You repeated it, but you said it.
Well, okay.
Joss Stone and Natasha Bedingfield. Well, now there's the thought.
Been on both their
sites. For my birthday show for next year, Rach, so if you could sort that out, that'd be great. Hum, hum sandwich. The Friday sun bears down again. Lost Prophets also going to be at the One Big Weekend. Weekend. And on these longest days we spend all our time trying to pretend. Comedy Dave loves this record. Hey, Dave.
Even though I think it's a bit cheesy.
No, it is. They're on the edge of their seats. The world is waiting to hear the world-exclusive first play premiere, never before I'd heard before. Track by our band. We have a potential new name for the band, Rachel. If you'd like to try this one on. Dominic? Go on, give him a go.
You sure?
Yeah. You've forgotten, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Mouldy-looking stain.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
Kind of inspired by mouldy-looking bread, which someone just texted in.
No, I don't like that one.
Which is obviously a parody of Delamitri, that band from the 80s.
Or Bread.
Yeah.
Who, of course, were a band from before the 80s.
That's right.
70s, probably.
It was. Or the Beatles, who were a band before them. In the 60s. Dom, your era, 50s?
72 was the year I was born.
Right.
Something to rhyme with born, can't think of anything.
Corn.
There you go.
I tell you what, you've got to get your rap gear in motion because we're going to be doing the world-exclusive premiere, never before heard, played or else before, version of our single. Seriously, hang on for it. It's going to be a bumpy ride. BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat. I've got my gear and my rap gear on right now.
I'm wearing my outfit too.
I know, I can see it, Dave. It's nice. It's a cardigan, isn't it?
It's not a cardigan, okay, it's a modern jumper.
All right, fuck it. Right, so we're going to play this track in a second. Stand by for that. And we'll also play the Sunshine Record Twister and Golden Touch by Razor Light because we just announced them at the One Big Weekend. I don't know if you noticed, but we played Lost Prophets and Joss Stone and they're on the One Big Weekend as well. It's how we put these things
together. I'm with you.
Thank you, all right. It's 8:32. Let's get some news from Dominic Byrne.
It's been claimed hundreds of lives could be saved in hospitals every year if staff wash their hands more often. On Radio 1. It's now 8:36.
yeah. In the place to be. Yeah. How you doing out there?
Yeah, word.
I don't think the American accent suits me when I'm rapping. Sometimes it does, but... How you doing out there, Birmingham? Isn't gonna work.
One time.
Two times.
Isn't gonna work.
Thrice.
Oh, dear. That's good, that. I like that. So, this is kind of like our live audition to put... echo's annoying. This will be our live audition, right?
Yeah.
For One Big Weekend in Birmingham.
Psych.
18th and 19th of September.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't decided what we're going to be called, but as a working title, we're going to go under the name Mouldy Looking Stain, all right?
Mm-hmm. Wicked.
You feeling that, Dom?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Right, I'm giving you a bit of echo there. I think that's...
I'm feeling it.
I think that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Will you introduce the band in, like, a showman voice, and then we'll do the track?
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up, by the way, for this.
We're axing you to introduce us.
I'm axing you too.
Word with that, word. That's what they say. Right, you ready?
Psych.
What do you want to do, ladies and gentlemen,
Mouldy-looking
just stain. In a normal, you know.
Whatever you do, just make sure that your last words are the name of the band.
Yep. Okay.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen in Birmingham.
Yeah. Birmingham. Undo it again.
Ladies and gentlemen in
Wicked!
Birmingham.
Wicked!
Please give it a big styly big time
for a load of rappers who aren't that good.
Check it.
Please
check
welcome.
It. Yeah.
Moldy looking stain.
Step away from the hutch. Put the bunny down before he put you down. Like, you see what I did? Dogs don't kill people.
Wabbits do.
The truth is out there, so we're here to tell you. Don't be fooled by this cute little bunny, because when he shoots, you won't think it's funny. Hopping around in the little cartoon, you'll be nearer to death than those guys in cocoon. You never had a dream as bad as this one, like a rabbit in a mood with a really big gun. These are not some nuns in habit. These are scary gun-toting rabbits. Flopsy mopsy, don't be fooled, cause these are the animals of the fluffy underworld. Don't turn out that light at night, cause bunnies here are gonna give you a fright. So if you find yourself covered in claret, look for the bunny with the smoking carrot.
Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart. Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart.
Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. I lived in the forest, so I know that it's true. They'll turn your mama into mincemeat, and then they'll turn your horse into glue. So don't go laughing at this silly little rhyme, because rabbits do the killing, but they don't do the time. If I could, I'd be top of my class. I'd take that rabbit and pop a cap in his ass. The truth is out, the rabbit is risen, but these damn rabbits ain't ever go to prison. Bugs Bunny, R.I.P. Even watch your rabbits in the cemetery.
Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart. Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart.
Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. I look like a rabbit, but I wouldn't kill you. They got big teeth and they don't do dental, because most of these rabbits are absolutely mental. Here's a story, you better listen, because after you heard it, you won't be dissing. Had a friend who ended up whack, got sent up to heaven, and the rabbit even packed. So if you see a big-eared bunny totting a gun and thinking it's funny, get out of his way, or you might just kick it on the way to God with a one-way ticket. Don't need armor, don't need no tanks, just a wabbit with a pistol down his pants. These wabbits everywhere in the park or the street, wabbits everywhere that you hope you don't meet. Look at the man, they think they're so cool, cruising down the road with the hoes and the honey. So don't forget this silly little song,
dogs don't kill people, it's just bunnies. Don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart. Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Summon them a fart. Dogs.
Wabbits. Yeah, thank you, good night! Woo! Ooh, ooh, boo! Boo! But that's what they do, Dave. Boo!
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 Boo! All right, yeah, stop now.
I've got a gun.
Okay,
not a real one.
So what do you reckon?
I think it's
class.
I'd like to say it needs work. I don't think it does.
No?
I think it's there.
Rachel,
yeah.
as manager of Mouldy Looking Stain, what did you think of our first set?
You make me proud.
Yes. For real.
That's brilliant, because when we did rehearsal, she said, you make me vomit. Mm. So that's getting better all the time.
Let's get them dollars. Let's get
right.
This money.
Here's one of our imposter rappers, a friend of ours. It's Jonathan Twister from Chelmsford.
I keep my mind on my money, money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger, staying on the...
Going to be at the One Big Weekend then in Birmingham. It's Razor Light on Radio 1. If you want to go to the website, by the way, and look at more details of the lineups and who's going to be in the tents and whatnot, www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on One Big Weekend. And you can also there download your Mini Moyles if you haven't done it already, which is a little cartoon version of me. Pops up on your computer.
Whoa.
That's the only noise it makes.
But it has all the latest information.
No expense spent.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that? Whoppers. Yeah, Jules is there.
So, www.musicalufo.com, and then click on One Big Weekend and download your Mini Moyles. And if you download it, it's Mini Moyles is going to be giving away tickets for the Radio 1 guest area.
Is he?
Mm.
Wow.
I know. Great, isn't it? Mm. Rachel won't be there. She'll be in a rival radio station guest area at the same event.
I can safely say I won't be this weekend.
No, I meant at the One Big Weekend.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She'll be in the Radio Kidderminster tent. Blowing on anybody?
We could all go back to Kidderminster that weekend.
Hang on a second. We've already talked about what we're doing that weekend.
Well, it depends if people...
No,
you're
I'm...
about the only person who's about enthusiastic about it.
Absolutely well up for it and quite excited.
The Harriers are playing at home.
We'll go and see Kidderminster Harriers Saturday afternoon. And then up to the dance tent Saturday evening, few drinks. And then all get down and bop to a bit of Fatboy Slim.
Wicked.
You up for that, Alice?
It's football, though.
Right, Dave?
Yeah, because Everton are playing on Sunday.
So you up for that?
Yeah, because they had to move the game. So, yeah, I'm free
on
Saturday.
Over half two.
Dominic?
Who are they playing?
I think it's Macclesfield.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
You are crazy.
We could go round to my mum's then. We could go to my mum's for lunch and then go to Agbra.
Will she make us a packed lunch?
No, we can eat it there.
Oh. In as much as you're joking, my mum made us a packed lunch when we went to the V Festival in Leeds, V98.
Oh. We all had little sandwich bags.
Yeah. Don't laugh, love, don't laugh. Hey, when you get hungry, you don't knock it, do you know what I mean?
We were crazy rock and roll. They all messed with us. No queuing for falafels for us, boys. Word.
They don't sell falafels at Hackney.
Yeah, anyway, I'd love to continue this boring conversation, but sadly, I have to move on. So, get this then, we're in Leeds, on Thursday, and we did a book signing Thursday night, which was a rousing success, by the way. And then Friday, we do the show from the BBC in Leeds, and then we all go back to our hotel and have a bit of a kip or whatever. Alad, you went off, didn't you? Because you couldn't be bothered to hang about with us because you don't like us in real life.
No, I went back to Wales, see Mum and Dad.
Yeah. That's what we said.
Rachel, she left as well because she doesn't really like us in real life.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. You're a liar. You went to Wales to see Alad's Mum and Dad.
I went home. Our parents. I went back to London to DJ.
Rachel, put the needle on the record properly. All right. Anyway, so we all kind of wake up from a little doze or whatever, and then Ferg, our executive producer, Fergus, lovely Dudley.
Dudley squad.
He and Will Kinder, Greyhead, go for a little bite to eat and a drink. And then about an hour later, Dominic and Will roll up and join them. And about an hour after that, I join them and have something to eat. And we're now done for the weekend, work-wise, so we have a few beers, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And a few more. And then Dominic and I went off to the festival, and apparently we saw Supergrass. No, we did. Yeah, it was good.
Apparently you introduced them.
No, you remember that, don't you? And Dominic has this thing where he can always tell when I'm lying. And he's not going to give it away on the air, but it's a certain telltale sign, and when I lie, he can spot it. So Dominic and I are playing Tell the Truth, where he's going to guess if I'm lying or not. And then Will joins in, because he says there are certain things that I do when I'm lying as well. And Ferg is agreeing, and Dave's laughing, and I'm a liar, and all this. And it carries on for a while. And then I was telling a story about being in the car with Fergus Dudley. The day before, because Fergus has got a photographic memory for certain things. Do you know this?
No, I don't, actually.
And I gave him the fixture list for the football for August and said, can you memorise that? And then I test, because he knows nothing about football, so it'll be a good test.
It's like the Sky fixtures and stuff, wasn't it?
And so we're in this pub chatting away, and I'm telling the story, and Dave's like, what? I'm like, Fergus has got this photographic memory. No, he doesn't. I said, yeah, he does, because I've never heard of that. I said, yeah. And he goes, what are you doing? I said, I gave him the football fixture list for August, and Ferg memorised it. And Dave's like, and does it work? And Ferg's going, yeah, it works, love, yeah. Oh, great. Like what, then? Well, you name the date, he'll tell you who played and at what time, or say, Man U played last week, who did they play, what, you know. But, and this is a guy who's not interested in football.
No way.
So Dave goes, yeah, right, whatever, and goes, okay, what was the first game in August then? And don't, you know, I'm telling you the examples, right? So Ferg sits back and he just goes, oh, that would have been Chelsea Man U at 3 o'clock on Saturday, whatever, whatever. And Dave goes, sits back in the chair and goes, well, his face just drops. He goes, hang on a second. Right, hang on, hang on. Gets his wallet out with the fixtures on it. And Dave goes, right, I'm going to test you. So we ended up with the world's worst pub mastermind session with Dave with the fixture list in front of him going, all right, okay, all right. For example, Saturday, 12th of August, who played? Ferguson sits back and he's like, that was... Villa, West Brom, 3 o'clock. Oh no, there was a game in the morning. There was also Liverpool, Spurs.
At no 12. Way! I don't believe.
I
that.
Don't believe.
And Dominic, Dave's just like, I no, is that right, Dave? Yeah, that's right. Right, no, I'm going to catch you out. And in one way or the other, either naming the date or naming one of the teams, Fergus correctly got every single game that was on the telly in August. Bang on.
Wow.
Who played who? The time and the date. Absolutely spot on. Dave is absolutely flabbergasted. And we did this for what, 20 minutes?
Mm. Dave's gone pale by this point.
And he's stunned and has never seen anything like it. And he's going, oh, that's amazing, I'm speechless. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. And Ferg's just sitting there, just looking straight ahead, just with his glazed look. And Dave's going, you're a freak. I'm going to the bar. And he gets out of his chair, turns round and sees that for the last 20 minutes, Fergus has been staring at the fixtures list in August. On the wall of the pub. It's the biggest poster you've ever seen in your life. And Dave's sitting right in front of it. And for 20 minutes, Dave...
He didn't get it.
It probably wasn't 20 minutes. It was more like 5 minutes.
My name's Dave.
It's at least 20 minutes.
Everybody was in on the gag. Everybody was in on it.
I knew what you were doing.
Ferg would sit there and he'd go, Saturday the 12th. And he's staring right at it. I think that was... Yeah, that was Man U and whatever. And Dave's going, yeah, he's got it right. He's got it right again. And then I heard a story about my friend coming back from the pub and somebody parking outside his house. Do you remember that one? Without naming any names, but I don't know if I can tell it on the air.
Don't remember that.
Do you not remember that?
No.
It's a friend of mine. He's just like people parking outside his house.
Yeah.
Because he just annoys him. Comes back from the pub the other day. He's had a few drinks.
Mm.
And there's someone parked outside his house, right outside his garden. And he gets really annoyed. So he puts his pizza box and his kebab on top of the car.
Yeah.
Lets all four tyres down.
That'll learn him.
Goes back in and eats his pizza. Next morning wakes up and there's a bit of kerfuffle in the house for some reason. His girlfriend comes in. You were in late last night. He goes, oh, sorry about that. What's all the noise downstairs? Oh, a friend of mine came to stay last night and she's really upset because some guy's let all the tyres down.
The biggest free music festival in the UK is back.
One Big Weekend Radio 1.
Hello to Stuart and all the staff, by the way, at the said pub that we were in, by the way.
Mm.
I hope Stuart's not that weird when I got the round wrong 18 times. Anyway, right. CD Sling, Dave, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Yep.
How do you get to today's CD Sling from yesterday's CD Sling? The charlatans and one to another.
A charlatan is somebody who might try and pull the wool over your eyes, unlike a sheep which has wool all over its body. Body Rock was a 1985 hit for Maria Vidal. Vidal Sassoon is a famous hairdresser who also makes shampoo. Shampoo got to number 11 in 1994 with the song Trouble. The word trouble is often associated with the word strife, as in trouble and strife, which means wife in Cockney rhyming slang. If you swap the A in slang for an I, you get sling, which is what you'd probably wear around your neck if you'd broken your arm and had it in a plaster cast. Cast had a top 8 hit in 1996 with Sandstorm. Sandstorms are common in desert areas where camels are able to close their nostrils and other orifices to stop the sand getting in. And this clever body protection trick is, I suppose, a bit like sumo wrestlers, who are apparently able to withdraw their testicles to prevent them from getting injured if they get clattered in the knackers. If you add the word yard to knackers, you get knackers yard, which is where old horses go to die. Die rhymes with fly. When you think about the word fly in the context of great records you like to hear at about 9 o'clock in the morning, you think of Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters, which links us to this morning's TD Sync track. It is the Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly.
That's going to be the name of our new album, by the way.
What?
Clattered in the Knackers. Oh, that's brilliant. Clattered in the Knackers, Clattered in the Knackers.
brilliant. Brilliant.
Love that.
Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Seamless?
I think almost, maybe.
Explain yourself.
Well, some people are saying that horses don't go to the knacker's yard to die.
Rappers do!
They're sort of... Well, some people say that they're already dead, and other people say that they go there...
We had a text message from a knacker man.
Yeah.
I'm a knacker man.
But I'm still not convinced about that. But the other one as well is the fact that people are saying that it's not sumo wrestlers that can retract their testicles, it's actually ninjas.
Right.
Who can retract them for fear of getting clattered in the knackers, as we said.
Yes.
Do you know the answer to that?
No, I don't, actually. Okay.
How do they do that?
They kind of have a way of sort of go, you know, and...
Is it like just sucking...
Almost, yeah, and the muscles kind of pull them back upstairs.
Do you want to rephrase that? Sorry.
Just clenching their abs does the trick instead, I don't know.
I don't know, how do they do it? I'm clenching my abs right now.
Your abs or your nads?
No, you're bully.
Not you, Nadia.
Mm-hmm, you're bully. Anyway,
other than that, I think it was just about there.
Good, it's half time on the show. It's 9:05. It's a bit where Dave likes to say...
Let's get ready to ramble!
I haven't seen Kill Bill 2 yet.
I haven't seen Kill Bill 1 yet.
But I'm going to watch it. I might watch it tonight.
Have you seen Shrek yet? That's the important
thing
for me.
No, I'm not that fussed. I can go to the pearly gates of heaven and stand there waiting to be accepted into heaven to sit with God and Elvis Presley and Freddie Mercury. And not worry the fact that I didn't see Shrek or Shrek 2.
Well, you'll go there comically poorer, frankly.
Comically poorer. Telling you. That's track number 4 on our album, Clattered in the Knackers.
Where did you learn that one, Aled?
I made that up.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Comically poorer.
So, I might watch that tonight. The reason being, my lovely girlfriend, Morning Flower of the Orient, Angel Pretty Pie, has a habit of going, she'll go, like, you know, because we don't live together. I'm not mad. And so she'll go home for a few days, or she'll be away for the weekend or whatever. And I'll have bought some DVDs. For example, right? Lost in Translation I've got. Starsky and Hutch, Kill Bill 2, and I've got these DVDs to watch. Don't you be watching... Oh, it's not Rachel. I'm not going to do a voice for Soph, actually. It's kill me. Don't watch Lost in Translation, whatever you do. Well, I'm thinking about watching it. No, don't. Why? Because I want to see it. Well, yeah, I want to watch it this week. Well, you got to wait for me. Fine, all right, whatever. First film she did this with was Gangs of New York, which I've now had on DVD for over 2 years. Right? We weren't allowed to go and see Spider-Man 2 because Sophie hasn't seen the end of Spider-Man because she fell asleep. She's fallen asleep. She never, ever makes it to the end of the movie. Right, Changing Lanes, Ben Affleck. If it's a 90-minute film, she's seen 80 minutes of it. Right, So, anyway, Lost in Translation. Don't watch it. I want to watch it.
Dull film.
I was going to... What?
Dull film.
Dull?
Yeah.
Apparently it's an absolute masterpiece. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
I didn't see that. I watched it and I didn't get that.
Don't watch Lost in Translation. I won't watch bloody Lost in Translation. I'm going to Toulouse at the weekend. I'll bring my DVD player, my laptop, to watch a few movies. Don't bring Lost in Translation. I'm not bringing bloody Lost in Translation. What does she watch with her mum on Saturday night? You got it. Lost in Translation. What a cow. What a rat bag.
but a beautiful one.
Does she ever do that really annoying girl thing that mine does, right? Whereby you get out a movie and you say, right, want to watch this? Yeah, right, we'll stick it on, the movie. Mm. And you sat down, and then just as the titles start, she gets up and goes and makes a cup of tea or something, thus missing all of the crucial bit. You know, at the start of a film, it does a scene setting, it tells you where they are, what the year is, who's who, blah, 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 there's maybe a murder, all stuff that's actually crucial to the next hour and a half's entertainment. She comes in 5 minutes later and, who's he? What's happening? If you hadn't gone and put the kettle on... when explaining all of this, you would have understood.
Right, I do that.
Worse than that, right? Worse than that. Put the film on, it starts. I'll just go and grab my tea or whatever. So I'll go, well, I'll pause it, and she'll go, don't wait for me, it's all right, don't wait for me. I know that conversation's coming. Well, I may as well pause it. No, don't, watch it, you watch it, you want to watch it, you want to watch it. Fine, watch it, comes back from the loo, whatever. What happened? Oh,
no!
Man!
You can still hear it or still pick
up on
what's happened.
No, but listen, if there wasn't a reason for putting, whatever, Bombay 1952 across the screen at the start, they wouldn't put it there, right? Thus, eliminating the need for the question, where are they?
Well, all you need to do is tell her.
Here's something else
Bombay
as well.
Bombay
1952. Here's something else. Get something out of video. Let's say Lost from Translation or Kill Bill 2. Doesn't matter what film it is, right? And I've got my surround sound. I mean, I will admit, I need to set things up before I sit down. So it's going to be on the ProLogic surround sound.
Mm, yeah.
I've got to mix the two levels right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
should I do that before?
It really irritates the balance is slightly wrong, isn't it?
Because what I have is I have the sound of the telly for vocal, for speech, and I have the surround sound for everything else.
You don't need that. You've got five speakers.
No, I know, but I always find it's the levels are all over the place.
What's the middle?
So do you mix it all first?
I kind of do, yeah. You know what? You do as well. Only because you're watching a movie, and there'll be guys like... Oh, like this.
So what do you want to do? You want to go that day? Yeah.
And then the music comes up really loud, and I'm like, whoa! And she always goes, it's a bit loud, that. You should turn that down, because the neighbours. What? You should turn that down, because the neighbours. I can't stand my neighbour, by the way. I want to smack him in the mouth. He's the most irritating guy I've ever known. Seriously, what a pain in the arse he is. Stuff my neighbours. No, you should turn it down. What about them? Well, it's not them, but the other ones. No, don't worry about that. I've heard them at it in the middle of the night. Don't worry. They can put it with a bit of Star Wars, Phantom Menace. Crank it up. But no, the film starts. I'm dying to watch this film, and the film's about to start, and it's like, you know, and it's, you know, it depends if it's DreamWorks, and there's that little boy fishing in the river on top of the D, right? Mm. Or whatever. Mm. Or 20th Century Fox, dum 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 dum, or whatever, you know, or Universal, the work globe. And it's, and the music goes, 20th Century Fox. Boom. Oh, I tell you, I saw today at work. I don't
shut up!
I don't care! It's just, Jesus, it's starting now!
That's because it's really easy to watch and talk at the same time.
No. I think it's to do with the fact that it's genetically proven that women can't concentrate like we can.
No, it's genetically proven that women can do two things at the same time.
No. It's genetically proven that a woman has to be annoying at the most annoying point of the day, right? They save it up all day. They save it. Not at work. Mm. Oh, see, no, they don't do it to the colleagues, do they? All the people who work with you are last lover. But it's when she gets home and she tells you about a day, tells you everything. How was your day? I ask, how was your day? I'm watching a film, I know what's coming. How was your day, love? Tell me all about it. Run me through from the moment you got to work to the moment you're standing here right now. Get it all out. Lovely, lovely. Ready? I saw Sarah today and I don't care!
The other one is when you listen to Five Live or something on a Saturday afternoon, or you're watching the results come in, and they go around the different grounds, and you're sitting there, and it's on in the background, and they're saying, this is what's going on at Stoke, or this is what's going on at Chef Wednesday, or whatever. Crossing now to Goodison Park to update on Everton Charlton or whatever. Just at that point, I'll tell you what I did today. the only bit that I really, you know, really, really want to concentrate on, and you choose that moment to tell me what, how much, you know, the mince was today in the supermarket.
Your Dave, lives sound awful.
You need to vent this, clearly, because you're very worked up.
Oh, just my head in, Alad.
I'll come over Saturday afternoon and I'll chat to her about her day while you listen to the
Will
football.
You?
Yeah, I'll do that. That sounds good.
Sitting next to you on the couch, on the phone, while you're watching your favourite TV show.
You're turning it up. All you can see is a blue bar on the screen getting bigger and bigger. Still no hint. That means spare room.
I do subtitles.
It's a cordless phone.
I do the subtitles.
It's meant for walking.
I do the subtitles. Put the subtitles on. She's on the phone to her mother.
Really?
What?
Yeah, and how is Joan?
Yeah, Joan. I'm trying to watch this. Yeah, Robot Wars is on. Robot Wars, my favourite show.
Yeah?
Well, I might... Yeah, well, about lunch on Saturday.
Why are you watching the subtitles?
Because I can't hear it! Get out!
Oh, you're so... You hear that? You're so rude. You're shouting at me. You're so rude. I'm going to go in the other room.
Good! Good! Off you go!
You pig. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Hang on. Do it and be in a car park.
And be in a car park.
Can I just say, after all that, though...
I love them very much.
I wouldn't change her for the world.
Oh, you...
Change a few things, actually, to be honest with you. But not everything.
She's a very... My woman is a very splendid woman. Mm,
mine too.
Yeah.
You just had a text?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what? I haven't had a text and that's why I'm worried. I'll teach him. All right, I won't speak to you for a week. Looking back, bit like I've gone deaf. I know I was walking around in disguise. Love that record. It's Muse and Butterflies and Hurricanes.
Finishes more abruptly, though, than I remember it.
Just a little bit, yeah. Mm. Walking, casually walking in a racial
just
5 seconds. That's Muse there. Butterfly every last second of. Butterflies and Hurricanes.
It was actually 7 seconds.
You said five.
I didn't, I said seven.
Oh, seriously, don't start with me again. What is wrong with you today? What
can
I do? All right, well, I'm going to be nice, because people always go, stop picking on Rachel, she sounds really nice. You know, like
that's
weird...
because I am nice.
Weird people texting in. What can I do for you to put a smile back on that grumpy face?
This
to turn that frown
face.
Upside down.
I have a smile on my face.
Come here to me. This is what Sophie does to me.
No,
trust me. Sophie does this. Come here.
You'll hit me.
Come here.
No, I'm not coming anywhere near you.
Come on. Come to me. Come. Let's just get rid of that little frown in my own hair.
Aw. You shouldn't frown anyway. It gives you crow's feet.
Thanks, Mum.
See, look, flash that lovely smile. Look at that.
You see some teeth.
Lovely. Like Woodstock, you know, the Snoopy posters when you see at the dentist when you were a kid.
Mm.
What can I do? What can I do to make you smile, to make you happy?
Don't say shut up. Yeah, shut up.
No,
play a record?
No, do that later. Because I want to, you know, I'm here for you, Rach. I'm here for you.
Thanks.
Do you want to buy you a nice cake?
No.
Do you want to not buy you a cake?
Yes.
Would you like some apple juice?
No.
A razor? No, I don't mean like that, but we got sent some.
Oh, yeah, the upstairs, they're special ones.
Yeah.
They're limited edition.
No, I don't want one of those.
They're nice, they're green, and you press a button on them and they vibrate.
No, I don't want one of those.
To give you an easier shave.
Hmm. I'd move off this subject.
It's the best a man can get, but ladies can have one too.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah?
I ask you. Are ladies allowed to shave their legs with them?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Dave, don't think for one second that your wife hasn't ever shaved her legs with your razor and then put it back and not told you.
I don't wet shave, you see. I lecky shave and she never uses that on her legs.
So she's the one who wet shaves?
In a way, yeah.
Right, okay.
And so, on her legs, though.
How about this afternoon? I'll take you out to the zoo.
I'm busy this afternoon.
Because Longman's down in London visiting. He's seen all the sights. He's managed to see about 12 to 15 pubs. And... We can take you out today.
I'm busy this afternoon.
London Eye? Do you want to go to London Eye?
No.
No? We can go down and laugh at the beef eaters. I don't know if they exist anymore.
I don't want to go to a beef eater.
Right. Nothing I can do for you?
No.
No? No. Maddy ass cow. Right, anyway.
Can't say we didn't try.
You know what I mean? Stuff, that's
the
what I
was
say.
Was there, though.
Forget it, love.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm not interested.
I just find it a bit uncomfortable when you're being nice to me.
Yeah, we'll shut your face down, you cow. Right, is that better?
Yeah.
You see, now she smiles. Oh, it's back to normal now. He's insulting me. This is Radio 1. Chris. Just saw a beautiful sight, which was Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
And Juliet.
Hello.
Meeting Longman, who's come down from Longman's sandwich shop.
Buttylicious.
Buttylicious. And Dominic went, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And Juliet went, oh, wow, hi. Like that. So she's meeting someone famous.
It's Longman.
Is he long?
He's very tall, yeah.
That's not why I asked. But, hey. I'm just joking.
Easy tiger.
He is, yes. That's Jojo. That record chosen for Longman from Rachel. It's called Leave Get Out. Is he allowed to say hello at least?
Maybe later.
Do you want to say hello? And he's now shaking his head. Say hello, go on.
Hello.
Hey! So if you know Longman and you're meant to be meeting him today for a drink, he ain't going to be there. Unless you're the Queen, he's popping around there to book house.
And I have made you a
chicken
Caesar salad. All the way from up north. You can have it if you want, but don't drop it on carpet because it stains.
That's my impression there. Moving on, Maroon 5 coming up, Roger Sanchez coming up, and if you're very lucky, we might replay our masterpiece from earlier from our new band, the world exclusive of the new single, Dogs Don't Kill People, Webs 2, by Mouldy Looking Stain, which we might redo before 10, yes?
Sounds good, yes.
So Maroon 5 coming up in a second. Let's get some news and support from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:31.
Three jockeys are arrested over claims of race fixing.
And the word in rugby is that Sir Clive will quit. BBC Radio.
9:34.
Oh, yes, it certainly is, Dominic Byrne, the newsman.
Thank you.
Or Rap Man, as you are now called. Which is similar to your nickname in Newsbeat, Crap Man. And Juliet, that was a lovely support bulletin.
Oh, thank you.
That's a nice Five Life freebie you're wearing. Where are ours?
It's very warm. I can get you some if you want.
Actually, I got some clothes sent, and there's some for you, Rach.
Ooh.
You might cheer
what
you
is
up.
It?
Huh?
What is it?
Hot pants. You might like them. They might be your colour. They might be okay.
Was that your gym stuff you got sent this morning?
I don't know what it... I think it's clothes, like fitness clothes.
Oh, that's good. I need some new stuff.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, well, I was having an off-air discussion through the medium of sign language with Dominic.
About what?
Well, because that really irritating buzzing noise is there. And I thought it was Dominic's news machine.
Right.
So I said, with the use of hands, turn it off.
How did you do that?
Right.
That's brilliant. See, I took that the wrong way. I thought you were sort of abusing me slightly.
No, I like you.
Okay.
But there's just the machine was irritating. But actually, interestingly, now that it's been turned off, the noise is still there.
Okay.
Listen.
You ready? Ready, Dave? Watch this. Can you click your fingers? How's that?
That's better.
It's cut.
What was it?
Hey?
What was it?
Click your fingers again. See, now that's the rumble of the tube. So now, see, maybe that's what it is.
But what's the high-pitched noise?
It's the problem that we've been moaning about.
Well, I know.
Since yesterday, Dave.
I've not heard...
You've only just noticed it now.
No, I've not heard it today until now.
It's been on all the way through.
Has it?
Yeah.
Right.
But people are now at home going, I can't hear anything.
Oh, well.
Just go with it.
Can we ask Longman about his sandwiches for today or not? We're not allowed.
No. Rachel? No, but obviously he doesn't know because he's here. Lynn's running the place while he's away.
Who's Lynn?
Lynn runs the place when Longman's away.
Not allowed to talk, is he?
Yes, I've looked at Longman is to open his mouth for a change. But, no, he's not saying anything, because Rachel will go, I told you! Stop talking! Like that. Buttylicious. But you should go and visit it next time.
I'd like to.
Oop north.
I was disappointed I didn't get there over the weekend.
He wasn't there, though.
Oh, was he not?
No, so it would have been worth going. The sandwiches might have been edible for a change. Only joking. Chris Moyles knows the biggest stars he's even met in the fly. He met them in the cab next door and can't remember why. Travis Keane, the darkness, David Beckham, Tony Blair. He's met just about everyone, but he's never met David Hasselhoff.
National Radio 1.
Hello, it's Longman on Radio 1, and that's Roger Saquez, and Another Chance. God bless.
Did I told you, because...
I was about to say that.
Reg has got a gagging order on him.
He's very excited, Longman, to be into the... He, mind you, he is in the world-famous Radio 1 studios.
Very exciting place to be.
And, are you, Karen, are you meant to be here? All right, fine. And Karen, his friend, well, just in case you're on the road.
You might have been supposed to be in work and you might be on the sick.
She's American, she might be on the FBI's Most Wanted, you never know.
True.
Could be a jewel thief or something, like the woman in Mission Impossible 2. Anyway, Karen's American. I can't remember what the point
is. I've been to America.
There you go, so you probably met each other. Okay, moving on then.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. I'm gonna burp. Sorry about that.
Better out than in.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, of course. Everybody's favourite game in the world. Roy's here today. Hello, Roy.
Chris, you look great today.
Oh, thank you very much. I've got one of my new T-shirts. I've got one of my new Jake's T-shirts.
Nice, sir. When did you get that? I haven't got a new Jake's T-shirt.
Well, you know, you're just not as fashionable as I am. So, you know.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing, Mr. Moyles.
Yeah, I just said it's a Jake's T-shirt, Roy. Are you trying to get, you know... Anyway.
Nice shirt, Chris.
All right, Roy, seriously, you're pushing it now. Just get on with it, okay? All right. It's almost like this is on tape.
That's very funny, Chris.
Yeah. Introduce today's contestants, please.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Martin and I'm from Eastleigh.
Hello, Martin, how are you doing?
How
are
you doing, Chris?
All right, mate. How many apples and pears?
Yes,
you're
from a dog about here at the moment,
right? That's right, yeah. And I'm on the... Bog and Radio. Radio. Yeah.
Oh, geezer.
All right, Zippy. What do you do, Martin?
I'm a courier, mate.
A courier? I'm a courier, hello.
A delivery man.
A courier?
Yeah, and who are you a courier for?
I deliver for Business Post / FedEx.
Oh, that's nice.
Posh.
I've used FedEx before.
Have you?
Yeah.
We're a very good service.
Yeah. It's like a Federal Express company.
That's correct, Chris.
Right. Great.
Yeah, let's carry on.
What?
Let's carry on.
Let's carry on. I didn't even... Sorry. And what are you driving right now?
I am driving a white Sprinter.
Nice wheels. Where are you parked?
I am parked in Hazelmere on Marley Lane.
I know Marley Lane in Hazelmere, really?
Yes,
I
am.
Where are you near?
I am near what they call near Hangar.
Yeah,
the big house.
Yeah, I know, that's the big house.
Mm. Yeah, it's just next door to yours, Chris.
That's right. My mine's the not the bit little
yours
house.
Yours is called Mouse Hill.
That's right, yeah.
That's the one.
That's right, I've never been there in my life, I know what you're talking about. But, you know, it's nice. So
it is nice,
you
yeah.
ever been there, Dave?
Yes.
Have
no,
you?
No, but I have a friend who lives there.
Do you? Mm. Who?
Does Roy have someone who lives there?
It's the same friend as Roy.
I don't think Roy has... Have you ever heard of that place?
I have a friend who lives there.
All right, okay.
There you go.
That's lovely, okay. Do you want to say hello to him or anything?
Hello, Roy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Good morning.
Right, okay. Right, stay out there. Let's hear your horn, Martin.
Okay, here goes.
Beautiful,
nice.
Right, hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Robert. I'm from Stratford-upon-Avon.
Hey! Stratford-upon-Avon, a lovely part of the world. It's from me, Sam Manabam. I don't know why we're all talking like that today. What do you do, Rob?
I'm a lorry driver for Fortress Waste Care.
I used to work for Fortress Waste Care.
Did you?
Yeah. I used to drive around with a load of recycled cardboard in the back.
That's it.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
Yeah.
Driving my lorry.
What's in the back?
cardboard.
Right.
How mad is that?
Okay. It would have worked if you'd have said, well, guess what guy I'm doing, Chris, or something like that, but...
No.
No. Okay. Right. Nope. Roy, have you heard of Stratford-upon-Avon? Have you?
I have a friend who lives there.
That's good, all right then.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello to Roy?
Hello, Roy, how are you?
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good. Okay. I'm good.
Very good.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah. What are you driving, Rob?
I'm driving a big lorry.
A big lorry.
Blue lorry. Big blue lorry.
Yeah. A bit more information there on the big blue lorry.
It's an FEL.
Nice wheels. Bad
caller.
Yeah, we don't do Ballas Runners anymore. It's gone. You got to move on.
That's good.
Trust me.
Okay.
Shut up.
Yeah, all right. Let's see your horn then, please, Rob. You are kidding
so
me.
So hang on, right. So he knows that he needs the engine started to use the horn, and he comes on Car Park Catchphrase without the engine on.
That's right.
Ooh. What's that noise?
That's my wagon starting, so I can get that stupid thing working again.
Right. This is going to be a very interesting round of Car Park Catchphrase, then.
It is.
Right.
I got the other ones working.
Yeah, good. Rob, you ready, then?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Martin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, good luck to the pair of you. Here we go, eyes down, looking. It's only 15p this week with a poster of New Kids on the Block. Looking.
Look out for looking.
That's right, it's only 15p. I just done that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Mr. Fish is spending the day with a clairvoyant who specializes in identifying paranormal activity and evil spirits. They're in a very scary looking house to see if... They're looking for evil. They're having a look round, but they can't see any. Was that Martin?
It was.
Yes, Martin.
See no evil, hear no evil.
See no evil, hear no evil.
You're right!
Well done, son.
Thank you very much, son.
That's right. Who was that beeping then?
A bit late.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah. You've got to try and get in there first, Rob.
No, it wasn't me.
Right, okay. All right, then. So it's a point to you, Martin.
Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son, Michael, is at school in the classroom doing a science practical. He's got two test tubes in the rack. One of them's got clear liquid in and the other one's got red liquid in. I think the clear liquid is water. I think the red liquid is blood. The idea of the experiment is to carry out a series of tests. Yes, Rob?
Blood thicker than water.
Blood thicker than water?
You're absolutely right! Hey. That's the Car Park Catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done,
indeed.
Well
done.
Who'd have thought you'd have got one?
Mm.
Right, so it's one apiece. Whoever gets this one right is a winner. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're both back in play. Here's another Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Fish looks like he's preparing for his first ever parachute jump. He's got all the gear on, and he's about to go up in the plane. He's just asking the instructor a couple of last-minute questions. I think Mr. Fish wants to know the best way of landing when he actually hits the ground. The instructor's telling him that he should be running to soften the impact. So when he hits the ground, he'll be running, so as not to injure himself. So he'll hit the ground running so he doesn't hurt his ankles or break his legs. That's what Mr. Fish will do. He'll hit the ground running when... I think that was just Martin. Martin?
Hit the ground before...
What?
I have no idea, Chris.
All right. Rob, go on, son.
You gotta hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running?
You're a winner.
Yay! Yay!
Hey, well, unbelievably, you got it right, but I've no idea how.
Okay.
Roy?
That was very impressive.
Very impressive, says Roy.
Thank you very much, Roy.
No, that's not all right.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right. First of all, say goodbye to Martin. Martin, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No worries, Chris. At least I tried.
Yeah, well, you know, you did very well.
Thank you very much.
Well, you didn't. You lost. But
I lost.
But, yeah. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to before Roy says shut up?
Shut up.
Okay. No. Right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well done, Rob.
Thank you very much, Chris.
I don't know how you managed to do it.
Can I just say what a brilliant show that you do?
Shut up.
Hey, Roy, no, he can say that. Thank you very much. And you're right, and I think you're a great caller.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay.
All right.
Shut up.
Brilliant job.
Yeah, that's lovely. All right, then.
Thanks, Rob.
Weirdo. Right, there you go. Thank you very much for listening to Car Park Catchphrase. Thank you very much to both our contestants. Thank you very much to lovely Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Weekend, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Bank Holiday Weekend.
Okay, so before we go, we're going to give you the second world premiere exclusive of our brand new single by Mouldy Looking Chain. Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Will you introduce us like the two other
I will, yeah.
Okay, right.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen of Birmingham, hello. Please welcome live on stage some rappers. They're called Mouldy Looking Chain.
Step away from the hutch. Put the bunny down before he put you down. Like, you see what I did? Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. The truth is out there, so we're here to tell you. Don't be fooled by this cute little bunny, cause when he shoots, you won't think he's funny. Hopping around in the little cartoon, you'll be nearer to death than those guys in Cocoon. You never had a dream as bad as this one, like a rabbit in a mood with a really big gun. These are not some nuns in habits, these are scary gun-toting wabbits. Flopsy mopsy, don't be fooled, cause these are the animals of the fluffy underworld. Don't turn out that light at night, cause Barney's here, gonna give you a fright. So if you find yourself covered in claret, look for the bunny with the smoking carrot.
Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Summon them a fart. Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Summon them a fart.
Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. I lived in the forest, so I know that it's true. They'll turn your mama into mincemeat, and then they'll turn your horse into glue. So don't go laughing at this silly little rhyme, cause wabbits do the killing but they don't do the time. If I could, I'd be top of my class. I'd take that wabbit and pop a cap in his ass. The truth is out, the wabbit is risen, but these damn wabbits ain't ever go to prison. Bugs Bunny, R.I.P. Even watch your rabbits in the cemetery.
Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Some of them are fucked. Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Some of them are fucked.
Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. I look like a wabbit, but I wouldn't kill you. They got big teeth and they don't do dental, cause most of these wabbits are absolutely mental. Here's a story, you better listen, cause after you heard it, you won't be dissing. Had a friend who ended up whack, got sent up to heaven, and the wabbit even packed. So if you see a big-eared bunny totting a gun and thinking it's funny, get out of his way, or you might just kick it on the way to God with a one-way ticket. Don't need armor, don't need no tanks, just a wabbit with a pistol down his pants. These wabbits everywhere in the park or the street, wabbits everywhere that you hope you don't meet. Look at the man, they think they're so cool, cruising down the road with the hose and the honey. So don't forget this silly little song.
Dogs don't kill people, it's just bunnies. Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Coming on my fart. Dogs don't kill people, wabbits do. Coming on my fart. Dogs. Wabbits. Dogs.
Wow, it was pretty, wasn't it?
I think that was happy with that. I'm happy
yeah,
with that.
I think so. Longman, do you approve?
Excellent.
Good, there you go. Right, gotta go. Have a good day. Joe White is next. Goodbye.